did your side win over the weekend, the big game down in Ann Arbor. It was quite a sight. I got the only thing I got right on this. I got the wrong team winning, but the only thing I got right was that it would be a defensive struggle back and forth. But I didn't pick the right team. The guy on the other end of our line, I know, always picks the right team. He's usually pretty smart with these selections, but I'm more interested in what he was seeing in the stands in the Big House, and that's our good friend Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B. with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and of course I'm still in a very green and white glow after what was really a terrific slugfest.
Have you dried out? Have you dried out yet?
Oh, yes. It was beautiful. The odd thing about it was warm. It was like a typhoon. You know, I kind of am calling it turnover storm game, you know, with all the Michigan turnovers and then the storm. You know, we were just kind of waiting for it because at halftime we were talking. My son John and I went. We were talking to one of the people working there, and he was saying, well, 9:30 to 10, but it's going to be a real blast. I talked to my wife who's, you know, back in Lansing. And And she said it came through there, so we were just kind of waiting for it, and all of a sudden, boom,
I want to ask you this. The worst I ever saw was that Notre Dame game at night.
Yes, I was there, too.
I was sitting right about midfield behind the Notre Dame players, not on the press box side of Spartan Stadium, and it was an absolute monsoon. So compare it to that. What was worse, that or this one?
You know, I think this was worse. It was more intense. Mm. This thing really, I mean, I don't remember anything quite like this. I mean, I was at both games, but this thing just seemed to be like an avalanche. It was a typhoon comes to my mind. I remember the Notre Dame game very well.
Yeah.
And at the end of John L's career. But the
better
the,
outcome the, here, too.
That is really true. And superb coaching, I might add. Never count out D'Antonio and his team, you know.
What did you glean from the crowd? Because, you know, I've had good moments and bad moments with this rivalry in interviewing fans and being around the tailgates and the teams and whatever. The teams are usually okay. It's usually stuff that happens outside the stadium that gets a little over the top. And, yeah, there were some people burning some couches back here in town. What did you see with the crowd there? Did you get a good welcome?
I was amazed. In a good way.
Good.
John, we traveled the golf course and we traveled around campus there for hours. We were there for quite a while, had a really good time. People were really quite cordial, quite friendly. There were a lot of Spartans, obviously, as well as Michigan people. And I didn't run into some of the hostile looks you might get or something. We're going to win this game. Nothing like that at all. In fact, oddly, even two times, John and I were invited to eat and have drinks with some Michigan people. We were just milling around, talking to people, ran to some people we knew, but in addition to that, just milling around the whole area, so we got a good view. And I didn't get any feeling of inevitability. You know, I've been going to these games since the late 50s, so I have a good gauge of attitude. And quite civil, friendly. Some people were even talking about, you know, hey, we're both from the state of Michigan, and we want a good game. They were kinder than I am. I was saying, we want a good game, but I want to win. But I didn't say that, of course. You know, that had to be
very smooth on your part.
So basically, but in terms of in the stadium, it was obviously a huge Michigan crowd. We had gotten our tickets to MSU, so obviously we were in an MSU section. But the MSU people, pretty positive. I don't think the Michigan crowd ever really got roaring. It was pretty peaceful. I think that 14-3 lead, and then with the weather changing, and then D'Antonio just went into a run, and they were kind of maybe forced into a passing, which led to three consecutive interceptions on series, I should say. So it was quite a day for our boy Joe Bocci. You know, he certainly had the game of his life.
No question.
And a lot of the freshmen. So the bad thing, in a way, for Michigan is this team is so young, the MSU game, a team that coming to East Lansing next year, that's going to be quite a team. But as a whole, I thought people were friendly. I thought people, you know, were peaceful. I felt there was actually more electricity, if you will, in the small MSU sections than there was in the U of M. After the game, I was a little surprised. Again, people were cordial. But I saw more of a resignation versus
they've
really
gotten used to this.
versus anger. Well,
it's you know, true.
You know, we sometimes forget, you know, like D'Antonio said, he doesn't know why people are surprised. You know, he's won 8 of the last 10 years.
There it is.
But it was, in fact, and for MSU, I called it an antidepressant psychologically from the fact that after last year, this was clearly something to, you know, just have everybody flying high. You know, I think if people hadn't had shoes on, they would have floated away. It was that type of a euphoria.
You know, Doc, I, over the years, I have not seen the worst come out with this rivalry, like on the road. Now, on the road, I've seen things in Columbus, Ohio that were bad. I'm just saying, I'm stating it. I've seen things in Madison, Wisconsin that were not good. Between fans and between the visitors and not being, I would say, at least a good host. You don't have to roll out the red carpet. Nobody expects that in college football. But by and large, I haven't seen the worst of it having to do with the rivalry. Now with social media, now things change. Online, it can be a different game. But in person, at the stadiums, I mean, I think that's what you saw. I've seen more of that over the years between the two fan bases than I've seen the ugly. So maybe I've been lucky.
I'll tell you, I would tend to agree. In the past, I've seen more maybe ho-ho, you know, we're going to get you. Why'd you even show up? But really, even none of that. It was, and also another thing, it seemed there were always a few MSU people in groups of Wolverines. I mean, it was kind of, which maybe isn't too surprising, but I don't always remember seeing that. Maybe I haven't always noticed. But you might run into, you know, a group of 20, 30 Wolverines, but there'd be a couple Spartans in there. And like I say, we joined a couple groups, you know, just kind of milling around. You know, you start talking. It's a very friendly atmosphere, and chit-chatting. People are playing games, throwing the football around, doing things. But all in all, a very friendly crowd before and after the game, too. Didn't run into any hostility, and also did not hear any yelling or swearing or real anger from the Michigan people. I think they were really disappointed, didn't like it at all. You don't want to say they're used to it now, but as a whole, the crowd, I felt, was well-behaved, and I think that for us, I do keep go back to using the antidepressant psychologically, because I think MSU people now, after the disaster of last year, are now walking high, walking tall, and even if losing some games, it's not going to end the swagger and the happiness and the getting ready for next year.
I'm ready for another segment where the good doctor brings back his phrase, these are the good old days.
It's
coming back. I don't know if it was the weather that put a damper maybe on some of the ill will at the end. That could have something to do with it, as you mentioned, or maybe everybody just gets out their anger over politics these days and there wasn't anything left.
I'm glad that this was sports and politics. We need some places to where we don't have to deal with politics. And I'll say that last week at Michigan Stadium, the game, it was people were there. They were there for a football game. They saw a football game, and it was a great day. And the rain actually just made it more exciting and something that people will talk about even more and more years. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, I kind of call it the turnover storm game. How does that sound?
Not bad. The podcast will be there, drjohnb.com, talking about a little antidepressant, if you will, for the Spartan spirit. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Very good, my friend.